comrades and friends, Salam Aleikum. We here today represent the overwhelming majority of the population of the world. We are not a protest movement. We represent the majority of people in Britain, very possibly the majority of people in the United States who are opposed to the Bush policy. We represent many courageous people in Israel who do not believe it is right what Sharon is trying to do to the Palestinian people. And we are here with a very, very clear message. We are against the war. We believe it would be wholly immoral and wrong and criminal for the United States and Britain to attack Iraq and inflict casualties upon innocent people, and that is why we are here. We also note that President Bush seems anxious now to alienate the United Nations so that he can say he has no alternative but to act. And what we are demanding is very simple. Of course we want disarmament in the Middle East, but it's got to be a proper balanced disarmament. We must see an end to the sanctions against the Iraqi people who have suffered so much over the last few years. We want to see the establishment now of a Palestinian state now, and we want the attention of the world to be diverted to that. We want also to see the Israeli government withdrawing entirely from the occupied territories and recognizing a Palestinian state absolutely as an equal partner with itself. And we want a peace conference in the Middle East under the auspices of the United Nations to tackle these and many other questions. There are many speakers. I only have one other thing to say, and it's this. It may be, we do not know, that Bush will go to war within a matter of weeks. It may be that Prime Minister Blair will send our troops into battle. But I say this to you, nothing can take the British people into a war that they do not accept and do not want. And although when the bloodshed begins, when the bloodshed begins, if it does, the criminal responsibility for what has happened will rest with those who have taken that decision. There is a share of that responsibility with us as well. And wherever we live or work, if this war begins, we have a plain duty to take time out at once to see that everybody understands what is happening and is able to mobilize to stop the war. I believe that we have a good chance of keeping Britain out of the war if we go on organizing in the brilliant way that the Stop the War Coalition, the Muslim Association and others have organized. But do not make any mistake. We are responsible for what is done in our name. And that gives us a duty to see that the government that governs us does not take us into a war that would involve criminal loss of life of innocent people. And we must see it is not allowed to happen. Comrades, thank you very much.